Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away.
Well, Mick Jagger really doesn't need an introduction, but imagine for just a moment that you're a photographer and Jagger is your subject. Your job is to photograph, to capture something surprising, something elemental about one of the most well-known faces in the world, the lead singer for the Rolling Stones.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
In 1985, that was exactly what photographer Deborah Feingold had to do, and the picture she captured is surprising. Jagger isn't even showing his face in the photograph. His arms are over his head, but all of Jagger's energy and attitude is still there confronting the camera. And for 30 years, Feingold, a Rhode Island native, has been taking powerful pictures of some of the world's most famous musicians, from Chet Baker to LL Cool J to Jagger and Madonna. The photographs are collected in her new book titled simply, Music. Deborah Feingold will be at Porter Square Books tonight, but she joins us in the studio now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you. It's delightful to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. This picture of Mick Jagger is phenomenal. And listeners, I should say, you can take a quick look at it. We've got an image of it at radioboston.org. And it's the cover of your new book, Music. Can you tell us how this photograph was taken?
I sure can. I was asked to photograph him for his record company. It was a publicity photo shoot. And it was just, they just wanted him shot on a white seamless, very simple. It was his first solo album. And we're playing his album. The music's going. Everything's great. He's moving. He's dancing. And suddenly my light pops and everything stops.
Light
and
pops meaning?
The
flashes
the strobe.
Oh, the strobe? Okay.
Busted.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. And You don't want that happening. You know, a lot of time, if you're a musician or a photographer or, you know, working with someone else and your groove is killed, you cannot always get it back. So I was very concerned. So while I'm directing my assistants behind me, I'm keeping an eye on him. And I see that and I shoot it. And there's only one frame like that. The rest of it is just him dancing again.
Wow.
So it was a magic moment.
And what is it about this picture that you love so much? Because like I said, you see his trademark mouth and his nose, but the rest of his face is being covered by his arms. And yet it's indistinguishably Mick Jagger.
Well, I think that's why I chose it, which I did get some opposition from the publisher, but I felt really strongly about it because I feel it's one of my favorite photos, but it seems as if we look so quickly at everything now. And what I loved about it is the playfulness that you can see many things, and it requires perhaps a look back. And it just, you know, as a photographer, it's about looking. You know, we take pictures so quickly with our iPhones, but there's really not that many there. I wanted people to take a look. And it's fun, and there's a mystery to it. So it was the whole package, if you will excuse me.
So you've been doing this for 30 years, and you have photographed literally, you know, the pantheon of music, and especially pop music stars that are known around the world. How did you get into this business?
Oh, I'm going to make this really short for you. I fell in love. I graduated Emerson College. I fell in love with a jazz musician and moved to New York with him. I didn't know anybody. It was a challenging transition. Photography had always been a hobby. But the world of jazz just really changed my life in many, many ways. So when we moved here, he had a friend that was starting his own record company. And he got to go on the road with Chet Baker. I got to photograph Chet. And that was really the start of a career I couldn't have dreamed of.
Wow. And so let me just ask you about the Chet Baker, that Chet Baker shoot. I mean, tell me more about it. That must have been kind of incredible.
Well, it was incredible because I didn't really know anything except to shoot 35 millimeter black and white. I'd always processed my own film. I don't remember everything about the shoot, but what I remember is it was just the two of us in somebody else's rented apartment in New York City. And I just sort of you know, was very shy and he was very quiet. And I put him here, I put him there. I shot it vertical, I shot it horizontal. And there wasn't a lot of film. There was maybe three rolls of film, but it's very poignant. And for obvious reasons, anyone who's familiar with his music, sadly, the story is that the picture of him in the book is him sitting in a windowsill.
Mm.
And he did pass away and from a window.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about some of the other musicians that you've taken photographs of, because some of these pictures are truly iconic. I'm looking at this picture from 1982 with Madonna, a very young Madonna. But this is, you know, this is the Madonna that I grew up with. And you did this shoot in her apartment in 1982?
No, I actually did it in my little apartment.
In your apartment, okay.
Yes. Yes. At that point, I was working for a music magazine called Musician Magazine, and I asked them if we could do a shoot, and they weren't interested. So I called up all the friends that I'd been making in the business. It was a small world back then in New York, and one of them said, sure, you know, you can shoot it for us. So I had an apartment where everything folded. My bed folded, the chairs folded, the table folded, so that by the time she came in, the seamless paper was the entire width of the room, and it kind of looked like a studio. She came in with her publicist. I was there with my assistant. We shot four rolls of film, and there's only 12 frames on that type of camera. It was 48 pictures, and she came, and she left in 20 minutes, and every single frame she has changed it around. It's just amazing to look at.
And this is a picture which anyone who's seen it knows it immediately, of Madonna with very 80s hair, I should say. And she's got a lollipop. So again, we've got some of these images at radioboston.org. But Debra Feingold, that made me, brought to mind this question I've always wanted to ask people in your line of work, because you've taken so many pictures of musicians. These are people who are defined by, yes, their stage presence when they're on tour, but by their music, by what we hear of them. How do you know, or what's the process you go through when you're working with them to capture this visual side of who they are?
Well, I think that's really what the challenge is, and it's really evident in the book in my early work, where I was shooting a wide range of musicians. So I have a picture in there of Brian Eno, and, you know, he sort of started the whole genre of ambient music. And if you look at the picture, which is just him on a tar roof in the city, I tried to make my images be the impression I had of them in their music. Mm-hmm. Almost like making musical portraits, if you will. And it was really just in my imagination.
Yeah.
But that was my process.
Musical portraits.
Yes.
I love the idea of that. I mean, we've just got a couple seconds to go, but I want to get one more story out from you if you can. Your shoot with James Brown.
So that was an interesting shoot, because I only discovered that picture years later. And I have no memory of taking it, because what I do remember was the assignment, which was going into a room with the reporter, and we were waiting in line when it was our turn. It was at the record company's office. I was only allowed to shoot while he was speaking during the interview. And that was just a headshot that we ran. And I years later went back and looked and found that image of him out on the street in front of a bus, just bursting with energy, and I have no memory of taking it, but clearly I followed him out of the office.
Well, and we're glad you did, because it's a great photograph.
Thank you.
Well, James Brown is one of the many musicians that Debra Feingold has photographed over the past 30 years. Some of those images are collected in the new book called Music. It contains, again, photos of Chet Baker, Mick Jagger, Madonna, Tina Turner, and Prince, who we're hearing right now. Debra Feingold will be at Porter Square Books she'll be at Porter Square Books tonight. Right, I'm going to get that right. Debra Feingold, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.